Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Stacy Stanton from the Knoxville Public Library about library DIY for adults. Tell me a little bit about library DIY rock painting for adults.
Yes, so we do library DIY for adults every second Tuesday of the month, and we always provide the materials. So this month we will be doing rock painting. The Kindness Rocks campaign is really popular. You can paint a rock and actually leave it for someone else to find, and it's just a great way to promote kindness and just kind of spread happiness as well. So we're certainly encouraging anybody who comes, if they'd like to do that, they are free to do so. We have a lot of rocks. I have some large size ones, some smaller size ones. We'll provide lots of paint and some paint markers, but we'll also provide some other ideas as far as quotes or just if you would want to paint something fun. So it's really completely up to you. And if I have enough rocks, I'm hoping for everybody to be able to do two.
What type of designs or you said messages are you expecting to see on some of these rocks, or is it just kind of whatever you want?
I've seen a lot of fun ones. I always check out Pinterest. Some are really cute. I've seen half-eaten M&Ms as a rock, just to kind of play with, you know, your shape that you have. I've also just seen some really cute ones that take a famous quote from a book. So we, of course, really like the ones that focus on any kind of famous quote from an author or from a book. But yeah, we've seen some that are just fun. They paint watermelon, they paint strawberries. You can paint, pretty much the sky's the limit for this one. I'm not necessarily the most creative, but I will definitely provide some pictures. So pretty much anything you can think of at this point, you can paint on a rock.
Well, for someone with zero artistic talent like me, what should I expect or what should I hope to achieve coming in?
That's a good question. I do have a lot of variety in skills, and sometimes you know, the creativity is hard to get started. So again, I'll have some pictures and some quotes. And the best thing to do is to probably simply paint your rock a certain color. We'll have all kinds of colors. And I did buy a rock that's white, so it's a great base for any kind of a color. Or I'll also have some more simple designs because I'm in the same boat. I'm not super creative. And I somehow got this job. So I definitely sympathize with those who aren't as creative, but I will definitely have some visual aids to help you decide where you want to go, and even some quotes, because that's pretty simple to be able to just kind of freehand a nice quote on a rock and just put it in your house or put it out in your yard. So I will have lots and lots of visual aids for everyone.
I know you talked about putting the rock out there for someone to find. I guess what's all involved with that?
So Kindness Rocks is, you know, they take the credit for coming up with that idea. And basically, it's just a way, I think, for people to reach out to people in the community, complete strangers. And, you know, it can brighten somebody's day. Somebody might be having a bad day, but all of a sudden they find this rock and they see a positive message. It could just say something about happiness, or just, it can be a very simple message. And for someone to see that, it can make a big difference. And so we just encourage you to be responsible about where you leave your rock and what you do with your rock after you leave here. But yeah, it can be very nice. You can give it to someone you know, or you can, if you go around the library and you want someone to find it, that's great. So it's just a way to spread kindness and just promote overall feelings of community.
Tell me a little bit about the library DIY for adults overall, I guess, the whole program, what you've done in the past, what maybe you want to do in the future.
It's been fantastic. I started it last November. We did pumpkin art. That was pretty ambitious. We took actual pumpkins and we decorated them with different materials, and it went really well. I did ornaments in December, and that went really well. So I've pulled some ideas from Pinterest, just things that I personally think I would like to try, that I think other people would like to try. We do a lot of crafts with the younger generations, the kids, and they're, you know, they're always really up for it. But I think sometimes we forget that adults are really, they find those things to be just as fun. And you kind of, you see some of those opportunities out in the world, but they're sometimes a little more expensive. So we wanted to bring that to our community and make it more affordable and just make it simple. So yeah, I've done a big variety of things. I always try to keep it to a small budget so that I can allow people to do more than one craft. Next month, I plan on doing a t-shirt or tank top bag, so you can make your own book bag. And then I have like a vase decorating one that I want to do. I also have some old windows we're going to paint or decorate. So Yeah, I just pretty much try to take anything I can, reuse it if we can. That's great. We have lots of stuff we want to get rid of as well. But yeah, just keeping it kind of simple, but still making it fun for the adults. We don't want to forget about them.
One final time, what are the details of Library DIY for Adults Rock Painting?
So it will be Tuesday the 10th at 6 p.m. You're encouraged to come at 6, but we do welcome you to come in anytime until 7:30. That gives you enough time to paint your rock, and you're always welcome to take it home. But we will provide everything for you. So just come in and hopefully be inspired.
Thanks to Stacy Stanton for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.